Mammoth WVH on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Didn't mean to start that song so quickly, but let's go with it.
Yeah, sure.
Why not?
Yeah, I love it.
On today's show, we have Gibby Five.
Yeah.
We also have the dumbest thing you thought growing up.
I'm still thinking of
it. Yeah. What's up with Florida on the way? Who's Naked Now is next.
Sweet.
Always love that. On 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sluggo is a little sick. A little under the weather.
Oh, he's got Disneyland-itis.
So Stuart is filling in. We appreciate that.
You've been waiting all day to say that, haven't you?
You don't know me. We do a feature on the show called Who's Naked Now? And there are a ton of stories.
All right.
Who's naked now?
Who's naked now?
Who's naked now?
This is a weird one. And I'm sure a lot of you saw it in social media over the weekend. Man arrested after taking off clothes and jumping in Bass Pro Shop pond.
I didn't see that
in Alabama.
No. Wow.
Yeah, there's video of him just chilling.
Yeah.
With no clothes on.
Oh, just waiting for the authorities.
Just hanging out. Huh. This happened in Alabama.
Well, maybe that's a thing that people, you know, that they do at Bass Pro Shops in Alabama.
I mean, it is in this particular one.
I've been to a Bass Pro Shop in Alabama.
You have?
Yeah.
Was it you? Were you there this weekend?
No, I wasn't there this weekend, but I've been past that Bass Pro Shop.
This man, and this is a super weird story that doesn't have enough information. Hmm. He was arrested after he ran a car into a pole outside the Leeds Bass Pro Shop, took his clothes off, ran inside, and jumped into the indoor pool.
Yeah!
Thursday Woo! Night.
Bath salts for everyone.
Now, here's where it gets super weird.
What?
It's not yet.
We're not done.
No. Okay. Irwin said the 42-year-old man had, quote, intentionally struck the pole in the parking lot with his family in the car.
Oh, what? What? Like the Manson family.
With his family in the car, he hit the pole on purpose.
Wow, that's dark. That sucks, dude.
Then he ran inside, took off his clothes, and jumped into the Bass Pro Shop.
The rest of that part sounds, you know, that's normal. But, yeah.
George Owens is the guy's name. Do you think he just had it with his, like, with
I
his
guess
family?
Maybe he had the most annoying family of all time.
And, dad.
Are we there yet?
Yeah. Strip off the clothes, run inside.
I'm done. I want to be single again. No!
Even if that's the case, it's still a weird move to take off your clothes and go inside the pond.
Yeah. Well, geez.
The part that kills me is that he intentionally struck the pole in the parking lot with his family in the car.
So they got a few less teeth now.
Oh my God!
Bass Pro Shop.
Yep,
that's a selling point. I don't know. They're going to turn that somehow into a marketing thing. Hey,
people
come
are
on down
dying
to, Bass
to get
Pro
in
Shop.
Here.
Yo, crash your car in our parking lot. Come on, jump in the fountain. We got the best deals in Alabama right here.
Especially if you're new.
Naked, 50% off.
Heidi and Frank on 95.5 KLOS.
Tuesday on the Heidi and Frank Show, it's Topic Tuesday. Plus, we'll have more tickets to Def Leppard and Journey with Steve Miller Band at SoFi Stadium, and Eagles with special guest Steely Dan at the Kia Forum.
The Heidi and Frank Show.
What's up with?
Always something up in Florida.
What is up with Florida?
Always.
Yeah.
How are you when it comes to using public restrooms? You like it?
Public
you hate it?
Restrooms.
You avoid it like the plague?
No, I mean, if I have to. If I have to sit down, I prefer to do that at home. But,
right.
You know, if push comes to shove, you know, you do what you got to do.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
That's what this guy thought. That's what this guy in Florida thought.
Okay.
Here's the headline. Exploding toilet at a Dunkin' Donuts store in Florida left a customer filthy and injured, lawsuit claims.
Oh, God. No.
It is not what you want. Here's the report.
A Winter Park, Florida Dunkin' Donuts location after the store's toilet allegedly exploded on him.
How does that...
Like shrapnel, like porcelain shrapnel, like truly exploded?
I don't know. They didn't say, but he did come away with injuries.
I don't know
what would make a toilet explode.
I know what would make a toilet explode. Me as a teenager throwing an M80 down the toilet.
Well, true.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what happened.
It's according to a lawsuit filed Wednesday. The man was visiting a Dunkin' store 2 years ago when all this happened. What? The man is now suing for more than $50,000, alleging negligence and adding that he suffered bodily injury as well as psychological damages resulting in pain and suffering.
Mm-hmm. By the way, psychological damages, absolutely.
Yeah, totally.
That judge has to rule in his favor on that for
sure. I would
hope
so. Did I understand correctly this was 2 years ago?
Yes, he's just suing now.
I see. Because he's been in a straitjacket for all this time, I guess.
He has been, yes. Wow. Which is not great. But there's your What's Up with Florida.
Wow, Florida. Well done. Never disappointing.
And you're welcome.
You know, as far as Florida people go, that was a pretty... almost tame for
it
Florida.
It was an exploding toilet.
It truly was, yeah.
That's not tame.
But I don't know. Like somebody running through the zoo naked. That's more like Florida for me.
I mean, look. Stu is filling in for Sluggo today.
Yeah. Does filling in mean I also have to get sick at some point soon, too?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
F that.
I think so.
I don't
so.
Want that.
Sorry.
Hey, Bunny. Bunny, our Eagles Steely Dan ticket winner, girl, you need to call us back.
Someone hung up on you.
We didn't.
And I don't want to say any names.
Yeah.
It was me, but.
It rhymes with Kevin, though.
Sorry about that, but call us back and we'll get your information.
Okay.
It's time for People Are Dumb.
Yeah.
Ooh. People are dumb.
And clumsy.
Oops. You're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
After cops arrested six, the arrests kept coming.
Six?
Six people.
Oh.
It's such a weird story. It just goes off the rails in Maryland.
Hell of a leadoff.
There were three people in two different cars.
Okay.
In a parking lot, and the cops ran a check on the two occupied Hyundais that were parked in a business lot in Waldorf.
There are two Hyundais and three people in each of them.
Yes.
I'm going to get out I'm going to make a graph.
You might need it.
Okay.
And the police realized that those cars were stolen.
Yes. The plot thickens.
Right. So they arrest six, and two of them are adults, and Bunny. The others are smaller. Is that Bunny?
Okay.
Is that Bunny?
Yeah, it's Bunny.
Okay, well, I need you to pay attention to me.
I'm listening.
Okay.
Bunny, you just hang tight.
You hang on.
So
Bunny.
What happened? The cars were stolen, and then...
and then they were booked. There's six people booked.
Right, got it. Okay.
So then they said, hey, they called...
We need a paddy wagon.
We need somebody to come to the police station and pick us up.
Oh.
So
after they got booked in their lot.
Yes.
Okay.
So but that's why you need to pay attention, because this story is difficult.
Jesus.
So then a woman and two minors... in a car,
right.
Went down to pick up the six.
Wow, she had a station wagon or a paddy wagon.
And they left the car there and walked.
They left the car there at the police station and said, hey, everybody, let's walk now?
Yes.
Okay, so there's eight people walking.
Why?
Why? Because
the car they picked them up in was stolen.
Stolen and on fire? No, just stolen.
Just stolen.
Ah, wow.
So it ended up being nine people that were arrested.
So wait a second. Everybody come on back now.
Yes.
We're going to bake some bread and rebook you.
Can you imagine? Like, what are you doing? You're taking a car that's stolen and abandoning it so that they can run it and check it.
Yeah.
It makes no sense whatsoever.
People are dumb.
This
was Maryland, huh?
This was Maryland, yeah.
Wow.
Well done. Stu in for Sluggo today.
Yeah.
Sluggo thinks he might be back tomorrow. We will see.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
You know how that goes. I have two different lists today that we're going to make our call-in topic. One is stupid things my kids texted me. Not for me personally.
Oh.
But this is a list of things that people responded to saying, my kid, and by the way, this is... first year of college, freshman year of college,
yeah.
Texted this. Does boba come from seahorse poop?
What? Does boba?
Mm-hmm.
Seahorse poop.
Yep.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely it does.
Do I need a grappling hook to hold on to a plane if I have a window seat?
I mean, you might today.
Right. That's true. Do I need bear mace in Seattle?
Sure. I'd say you need bear mace in any populated town.
Aren't Puerto Ricans and Mexicans the same thing?
Wait a second. Whoa.
College age. Yes.
You know what, man? Deep inside, we're all the same. Come on.
One time I passed by some Marines and they were wearing their costumes. Is what she says.
The costume.
And the dumbest one are George Washington and George Bush brothers.
Oh,
I mean, come on. Just like, because they're named George?
Yeah. Do they both wear powder wigs?
Here's things that people didn't learn until later in life, and that's the phone-in topic. 818-955-KLOS. It wasn't until I was 21 when I drank lactose-free milk for the first time and didn't go sit on a toilet for an hour afterward that I realized I'm lactose intolerant.
Wow.
I thought it was normal to have to go to the bathroom after drinking milk.
What? Oh, my God.
Ponies are not baby horses. They're a breed of horse.
They are. Okay, wait a second. Say that again.
They say ponies.
Ponies are not baby
horses. But they
horse?
Show the little pony.
That's a Shetland
yes.
pony.
Yes.
That's
people call them baby horses.
Oh.
And it's not the case.
Okay.
818-955-KLOS. It was how late in your life did you learn something?
You learned something elementary late in life that yes. you should have known when you were 10.
The older, the better.
Yeah.
Like, if you just learned it today, you're perfect.
Yeah, you don't have to use your real name. Call us in.
I was almost 40 years old when I learned I'm somewhat allergic to bananas. I thought everyone's mouth got itchy when they ate them. What?
God.
What are you talking about? Sodas are called soft drinks because they have no hard alcohol.
No, they are? That's a real... Okay, now...
Stu learned that today.
I just learned that today.
Right.
What? Now I want one.
That baby carrots are just shaved down big carrots. I was devastated a few years ago.
What?
Baby carrots.
Baby carrots are baby carrots. What's this?
What are You're learning a lot.
No!
You're learning
no!
a lot.
No, Zane, this is true. Next, you're going to tell me the tooth fairy doesn't exist.
If you wear a white bra, you can see it through a white shirt. But if you wear a nude-colored bra, you can't. I was 40 when a coworker shared this with me.
I think that deserves further investigation.
Same.
Yeah.
That the saying, for all intents and purposes, is not for all intensive purposes.
Oh, if we're going to get in depth, we're going to go down the grammar lane?
Yeah, probably.
Everyone's going to fail that one. Just all of them.
I thought the D... in Disney was just some random symbol, kind of like a backwards G. It took me until seventh grade to realize it's That's a D.
The letter D?
Right.
I just thought the place was called Isney.
It's so...
What?
It's so much a D. I don't get that.
I don't, well...
All right. 818-955-KLOS. What did you learn that you're a little bit embarrassed it took you so late in life to learn? 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about things that you learned late in life. You have one of those? KLOS, hello.
Yeah, things you learned later in life that you didn't know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was 39. I didn't know female dogs have periods until I was 39.
I don't think I know that.
Yeah, Stu just learned that today.
Female dogs have periods?
They do. Yeah. Like when they're in heat, that means they're kind of having periods. A little
yeah.
bit.
Kind of having periods a little bit.
Wow.
People come here for scientific information.
That's great.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, brothers?
Hey, we're talking about things you learn late in life.
Holy crap. Holy crap. This is embarrassing.
Good.
Good, yeah.
Let's
hear it.
I learned how to use antiperspirant when I was 28. Finally. Like the spray cans.
How did you use it before?
Yeah, what were you...
My buddy caught me. Like, I put on all my clothes, my T-shirt, my shirt. Then I sprayed antiperspirant under my shirt and everything.
You sprayed the stuff onto your clothes instead of onto your pits.
Clothes.
Wow.
And my buddy Tony's like, so that's how they do it over there in D.C.? And you know what, dude? I had no clue.
Wow. That is shocking.
Wow.
Yeah, it's surprising the military hired me up.
I surely don't want to hear how you use Charmin. Let's go.
818-955-KLOS. Things you learned late in life. We're talking about things that you learned late in life. How old were you?
35 when I found out that jail was called the Slammer. Yeah.
You didn't know that jail was called the Slammer until you were 35?
swear to God. I've heard Hooskow. I've heard all kinds of stuff. Never heard it called the Slammer. And somebody said Slammer. And Slammer. They're like, jail.
Did you learn it on the outside of the door or on the inside of the door?
It's a great question.
Thank God, on the outside.
Outside. Okay, good.
Well done.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Sir, my name's Frank. I'm 43. And last year I learned that it's waste not, want not, instead of waste not, what not.
Waste you not always thought it was what not?
Yeah, waste not what not. I never
waste not. It just made sense. It's just what you knew, so you never thought about it.
Correct.
That's fantastic.
Oh. Now it makes so much sense.
It makes so much sense.
Sure, it makes sense when you're using the right word.
A penny saved is a penny whatever.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's going on? This is Taryn.
Hey, Taryn. Taryn. Things you learned late in life.
Yeah. 2 years back when I was 36, I found out that any type of mason jar can screw on to any blender, and you can make your own magic bullet.
What?
What are you talking about?
When you go home, grab a mason jar if you have one, and then take it to your blender and thread it on. Threads right on.
Huh.
I don't know if that's going to work. I mean,
we're gonna try it.
It's got a square top. You're talking about putting it onto the base, aren't you?
Yeah. You know the base. Yeah, where you thread it onto the glass mason jar. The threads are the same threads as all the blenders.
All right. Well, that is something that nobody knows.
Interesting.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to check that out tonight.
I'm not gonna do that.
I'm gonna try.
Okay, you're gonna be cleaning up the mess too.
Yes, I am. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got an embarrassing one for you guys.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
I was in my 30s when I realized there was clams in clam chowder.
What do you think was in there before?
I don't know, but when I was young, I used to go and visit my grandparents, and they'd take me to these seafood places, and I'd eat all this clam chowder. Then one day I saw it on a can, I'm like, no f***ing way.
Are you always that baked, man?
Who's buried in Grant's tomb?
Wow. You know, yeah. That's pretty great. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Hey, you have a good one, man.
Thank you. You too. 818-955-KLOS. Things you learned late in life. We are going to do Gimme Five in a few minutes, and that is highways.
Can't wait. Highways?
Highways.
Highways.
Yep. Right now we're talking about things you found out late in life. You have that?
I sure did. First of all, though, I just want to thank you guys for being around another year. You guys rock.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks. We appreciate it.
Just last year, it finally took me to learn that the word moist really is creepy.
Why? I know a lot of people think the word moist is creepy, but why do you think so?
What was your revelation there?
Thanks to you guys.
All the
definitions you gave of it and all the examples.
Gotcha.
I think I was here that day.
It sounded icky off the tongue.
Yeah, yes, it does.
I love that it stuck with you this whole time.
It did.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty old.
We're not only funny, we're informative.
Yeah, you've got a moist brain. Congratulations.
Thank you for calling, man. KLOS, hello.
Things I learned late in life. It's the saying, nip it in the butt. I thought it was nip it in the butt.
In the butt.
I think a lot of people thought that.
And it should be nip it in the butt.
Kind of should be, yeah.
Absolutely. Butt nipping is way better than bud nipping.
Yeah, my girl just pointed that out to me recently. I was like, I thought it was in the butt.
Yeah.
No, it's in the butt.
Unless you're harvesting weed, then bud nipping is totally the way to go.
Oh, that's right.
All right, so maybe we need two separate ones.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
KLOS, hello.
Do you accept something that other people learned?
Sure.
Late in one of the things
you didn't know? Sure. That way we can make fun of them.
Yeah. I've got two. My neighbor Mark was in his mid-50s, and somehow the topic came out of where do girls pee from, and he thought the girls peed from their vagina.
Excellent.
And he called his 25-year-old son and asked him, and he's like, no, they don't. I had to pull up a diagram. I had to pull up a diagram on my phone to show him that women had urethras.
Wow, that's pretty great to call your son and ask.
Boy, where'd you come from? Where do babies come from?
All right, what's your second one?
The second one is that a surprising number of people, including my mom, didn't know the phrase drop a dime on someone. They didn't know that was snitching.
Yeah.
Oh, they just had never heard it, didn't know what it meant at all?
They might have heard it, but they didn't know that it meant that you were a snitch.
Gotcha.
But, yeah. So, of course, now it's got to be $1.50 if you can find the payphone.
You see a lot of gangster movies, and it just flies over your head. I'm going to drop a dime on it. I'm a stool pigeon now, see?
Give me five.
Give that guy five. He's asking nicely.
Five songs in a row.
Yeah.
With Kevin and Sluggo.
Man, that is good.
Stu's saying that. That's why he's loving it. We are doing Highway today. Songs with Highway in the title.
There's a bunch of them.
What do you got? 818-955-KLOS. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Howdy. Thank you. We're doing Gibby 5, Songs with Highway in the title.
Yeah, I would love to hear Audio Slave, I'm the Highway.
What do you know?
We would love to play that for you.
Yay, awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot.
KLOS, hello.
I wanted to request a song that has the word highway in it.
Okay, what's
up? Great idea.
I Am the Highway from Audio Slave.
Yes!
That is a great request. We were hoping that one would come in.
Yeah.
That just popped in my head.
Yes,
that's
well
gonna
done.
Pop in your ears now.
All right, can't wait.
Judas Priest on 95.5 KLOS.
So cathartic.
Southern California's rock station. We're going to do one American dollar in a second. Yeah. You lost yesterday, I think, by a lot.
I lost, last week. What was that? On the cartoon things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about grown-up cartoons. I'll do better next time.
You'll do better right after this.
Oh.
See this?
That's the dollar that's going to be in my pocket in about a minute or so.
You think so?
That's a dollar.
That is a dollar.
Give it to me.
You got to turn me on over there, dude.
What?
Yep.
What?
That was only partial.
I did that.
Let's do it again.
I need a dollar.
Yeah.
Dollar, that's what I need.
There we go.
All right. The top 10 best places to visit in the USA for 2024.
See, this is the part that's weird. For 2024, like as opposed to 2023.
Right, because last year, none of these.
Well, there are some places that maybe they just aren't there anymore after 2023. We had some rough weather.
Well, that is true. I do not believe this takes that into account.
No? All right. So, like...
10 best places to visit in the USA.
I mean, come... All right. All right, New York City. This list
is number 11.
It was number 11?
Yeah.
What place is better to visit than Chicago? Is a pretty awesome place.
Hold on. You're looking in the wrong way. We're not talking about big cities.
I'm always looking at it in the wrong way.
We're talking about vacationing, which would include the great outdoors.
Okay.
That's a big hint.
Okay. So I'm going to say Yellowstone.
Yellowstone National Park.
Okay.
Is number 5.
Oh, woo.
Yep.
Well, then, by that token, you've got to visit Yosemite.
Yosemite is number 7.
Ah! Dollar is coming to me. Let's see. Compton's not on there?
Compton is not on there. All Top right. 10 best places to visit in the USA.
Sequoia National Forest.
Sequoia is not
give it
on
that.
Sorry, I can't give it to you. I have a list.
No, it's all right. Florida Everglades.
No.
Dude, your list sucks again. God.
Number 10.
Yeah.
Kauai.
Oh, yeah. Kauai. I'm sure.
Number 9, Olympic National Park.
Never heard of it.
Just outside Washington. It's a little island that's beautiful.
It's amazing. Outside of Washington. Well,
yeah,
Washington State.
Yes.
Oh, I know about Vashon.
Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming.
I've heard about the Grand Tetons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is a Teton?
I don't know.
Does it go in a bra?
Number 7 is Yosemite National Park.
Yeah.
Number 6 is Zion National Park.
Zion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a great place.
Number 5, you got Yellowstone. Number 4 is Honolulu.
Mm-hmm.
Oahu.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3 is Grand Canyon.
Never heard of it. Don't know what that is.
Number 2 is Maui.
Are you sure? Wait, that's really?
Yes.
Really?
I said it didn't take into account
current
events.
I would say that would be a great place to visit in... Well,
in
you know,
2 years,
they are rebuilding. God bless them.
And number 1 comes to us from Montana Glacier National Park.
Glacier National Park. I've not had the pleasure.
I'm going to put this dollar right back in my pocket.
Damn, I was very close.
And thank you for playing.
I did much better. I hate this game.
It's all right.
I hate these lists.
It's okay.
And I hate that dollar.
Stu and I were just telling stories about almost dying.
Near-death experiences in the desert. Good times.
Did you hear about the woman in the truck that tried to miss a deer?
Tried to miss a deer? Don't. Yeah.
Listen to this. Listen to this story.
The woman was taken here to Pomona Valley Hospital Medical Center after being trapped in her car at the bottom of a hill since Wednesday.
Since Wednesday.
She was stuck for 4 days.
Ooh, in a truck.
In the bottom of a hill.
Huh. In her truck?
Uh-huh.
She couldn't get out?
Nope.
Couldn't get out of the truck.
No cell phone?
Or did she use the bathroom?
That's a great question.
And firefighters say when they found her, she was alert and talking. NBC4 captured the dramatic rescue in Mount Baldy Sunday afternoon as firefighters airlifted a woman to safety after her car fell over a cliff and plummeted more than 200 feet.
Whoa.
Trapped inside her car with no cell phone reception to call for help.
Isn't that crazy?
I pedal up there.
You do?
Yeah.
She swerved GMR. To miss a deer. And went 200 feet off a cliff.
Yeah. There's a lot of drop-offs up.
Yeah, I'm sure. Oh, Mount Baldy. Yeah, whoa. That's crazy.
Wow, it's been extremely cold and wet, as we're all aware, with the rain and the colder temperatures in the month of January. And she's lucky that somebody was going for a hike and found her. Whether or not
there could be... Firefighters were on a separate rescue call in Mount Baldy when a hiker flagged them down. The trapped driver told firefighters she lost control of her Ford Ranger after trying to avoid a deer in the road. Rescuers say she's extremely lucky to be alive, surviving not only a crash down a steep hillside, but also the dangerously cold elements for nearly 5 days.
Ooh. Isn't that crazy?
Man, it is no joke.
Up at Mount Baldy.
Yeah, I mean, I said I pedal up there. I surely don't pedal up there right now. It's cold as
it is cold freezing. AF. Now is not the time to do that. No.
Not yet.
That is Steely Dan.
Sure is.
We're about to play the Eagles.
We are.
You saw them last weekend twice.
I did. They were so freaking great.
You went Friday and Saturday.
If you got, you know, if you're able, you do. You just,
sure.
You just do. And, God, those two bands together is so fulfilling. It's so great. I guess there are some people for whom that is not their cup of tea.
Right.
I can't understand that. I can't understand not digging either of those bands, but especially the Eagles. Like, if you don't like the Eagles, man, you got some chromosomes out of place. They're amazing. Well, amazing to see live.
They are playing again on the Long Goodbye Tour at the Forum this Friday.
They sure are.
And we have tickets for you.
We sure do.
818-955-KLS. LOS tickets for Friday night's Eagles and Steely Dan show. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. KLOS, who's this?
This is Bunny.
What's your name?
Bunny.
Bunny.
Bunny, like a little bunny rabbit?
Yes. Yeah.
How cute.
Bunny, you're caller 25.
I am.
Yes. You sure are.
Oh my gosh, that's so awesome.
That means you get two tickets to see the Eagles on the Long Goodbye Tour with Steely Dan opening this Friday at the Forum.
That is amazing. Yeah, I've seen the Eagles before, but I haven't seen Steely Dan, so that I love them.
Great, Bunny.
Cool.
You're gonna...
Oh my gosh, I won.
Yeah, you won.
And your name's Bunny.
Yeah. Yes. So you are having a Doris day.
I love her.
Of course you do.